Hi, everybody. Doug had a great idea of letting you guys into our preparation a little bit for a couple minutes before we actually start, which is great. You can see us getting ready. And anyway, welcome to Lost Arts Radio Live for August 3rd of 2019. Thanks for joining us. And just got word of something we've been expecting, but hoping that we were wrong, and that was the newest mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso. I think that's Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke's town in southern Texas near the border. 19 people dead, the last I heard. And it was four different coordinated shooters that came in as a gang from different directions. And really sorry and condolences to all the family members of the people who were killed or injured. I don't even know how many were injured. And the reason this was expected, as you probably know, is that, you know, and I guess I've spent most of this week getting excommunicated by different people and different factions and leaders of different groups, not ready to look at the bigger picture and really focused on me as a bad person for bringing it up. But I have to bring it up anyway, particularly since the censorship is ramping up so fast. And if you're watching this on Facebook, you're probably watching it as an archive, because we're being punished for something unspecified for the last couple of weeks, I think, that we can't live stream there, but we're live streaming other places. So as more channels continue to get cut off, please remember to stay in touch with us at lostartsradio.com and also brighteon.com/channel/lostartsradio. The website should be the main contact point, but brighteon.com is started to counteract the censorship of the big platforms, and that's founded and run by Mike, who's completely devoted to never selling out and never giving up the rights to the site and not censoring anything other than the stuff that they promote on the big channels, like calling for this kind of incident. And it looks like this time they did succeed in getting young males of light skin color, which is exactly what they would want to show, is an example of the most evil people, of course. And I think, according to what Doug told me, that they were even saying it was Trump supporters, to show that the current president is bad and that his, what they call his rhetoric, which they don't specify, anybody they don't like, if they say something, they say it's rhetoric. Anybody they do like, they say it's just talking, right? So if they don't like you, then whatever you say is rhetoric. And what the part of the agenda is really important to the people in charge of, or hoping for tyranny in the U.S. to match what's in many other countries already, including the U.K. and Australia and other places where they don't have the equivalent of a Second Amendment, is that they want the victims of these shootings to be unarmed and disarmed and defenseless, and ultimately, like is happening in the UK now, they want to make any kind of self-defense illegal and probably racist and who knows what else. And they're moving toward that. See, I can't be on the air for more than a few seconds and not get what they call controversial, but that's because anything that's true becomes defined as controversial. And sorry, just can't help that. That's why you need to stay in touch at lostartsradio.com. Get on the mailing list in case we lose touch with you. Otherwise, we can maybe send you videos or information if we need to, even if we're banned everywhere on video. And on brighteon.com/channel/lostartsradio. where hopefully we won't be banned for the foreseeable future. Anyway, the plan is, it's very important for the people who want a total socialist tyranny to include the U.S. and destroy the borders and destroy the country, that the citizens of the country are not able to defend themselves. So it's like in Germany in the late 30s when they wanted to start doing, and especially in the early 40s when they were doing things that were dragging people out of their houses and taking them away to camps and things. They certainly didn't want them to be able to resist, so they had already disarmed them before that. And that's true of virtually every dictator in recent history that's done exactly the same thing. And they're really frustrated that they can't do it in the U.S. Gun-free zones are where these massacres always take place. And, or at least if there's any chance of the shooter doing it there, that's their preference. And it's not what they call rocket science to figure out why that is. If you're some kind of insane murderer who's being manipulated by frequencies or by other kinds of pressure, and you want to go commit some horrible crime and murder people, you don't want to do it where they can defend themselves. It's really simple. So where they have cities and countries outlawing self-defense and weapons, that's where the most violence is. And in the city of London, not the city of London, but in London itself, the city of London is a special area of London, the city. So not to get into those details, but in London, it's become more violent than New York City now. It's really bad. And if the people can't get a hold of guns, they just stab you with knives. I mean, that is not the way to make things peaceful. And if the people were able to defend themselves, the crime wouldn't be there, because even the criminals who want to kill you are not really stupid on the strategic level. They want to come and kill you where they are pretty much guaranteed that you can't defend yourself. And I know states like Arizona and other, which is a shell issue state, and anybody can carry, other than the specific gang areas, there's very little, if any, violent crime. It just doesn't happen because the criminals don't want to do it. Is it? Well, I don't want to commit crime in that place. I'll just, you know, I'll get killed by my victim. That's no fun. So it's really, really simple, you guys. And I would expect, you know, now the media in America and elsewhere, the corrupt criminal media, will make it obvious to anybody who believes them that the crime that these apparently three or four guys caused in Walmart was caused by those rifles that they had. It was not the people. And if they couldn't have gotten legal rifles, they would have just said, rats, you know, this is a gun-free zone, and I guess we can't kill anybody today. That's what they actually want you to believe, that. And a lot of people do believe that. And it's very strange to watch, because the consciousness level of the people in Western countries is really at a low state in general right now, with exceptions, of course. It's not the whole population, but big portions of it have been so dumbed down and brainwashed that they actually think that making weapons illegal is going to stop criminals. It's hard to say what to say to those people. And if you try to explain it to them very patiently and rationally and nicely, either they won't listen to you or they get really violent and they want to attack you because you're spreading violence, so they have to do something to you. It's very crazy. Anyway, I suspect because of the ramping up of the censorship that more than usual of you will be listening to us as an archive. Because we've been blocked from live streaming, as I said, temporarily on some of the major platforms. So it's just a warning. It's kind of a reminder to all of us, in case we disappear from where you're used to finding us. Go to lostartsradio.com and get on our mailing list, like I said, right away. And that way, at least if we get banned, we can still reach you with embedded videos or some form of information we can get to you. And on Brighteon, like I said, that's really important to support these new channels that are being founded with great expense to the founders on the faith that people will find them and start to watch videos there, which is what supports them. So go to brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. And I was thinking yesterday a lot what to cover today. I feel so appreciative of you sharing your time with us for an hour when you have all kinds of other things you could be doing, that I wanted to think of something of maximum value. And not just a list of, you know, these are the terrible things happening in the world now, and they're getting worse, and thanks for watching, that was great. That's really not even worthwhile, in my opinion. So even though that might be true at the moment, that things are kind of getting worse in a lot of ways, there has to be more like looking at where it's all coming from and what are solutions. Because the only reason to really know about the problem is to know about solutions, in, as far as I can see. So, for example, looking at the news review for this week, there's more than we could possibly cover. I'd still suggest Alex's shows to do. I can't even mention his whole name or we'll be banned instantly. But I think you know, and you can see references to it at lostartsradio.com. There's even a playlist there, I think, that you can watch. Great new show with, you know, 100 employees holding it all together, and real world treasure person, I would say, whose name cannot be named anymore. But this week, we're looking at some of the events as examples of what happened. We had the presidential debates in the United States, and all of the contenders on stage were explaining how their particular way of destroying America would be faster and better than anybody else, and please choose them. There was one lady, a candidate, that had one good position that I thought that needs recognition and appreciation, and that was Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii. And since that's her only coherent position on anything that makes sense that I can tell, she's wise to only emphasize that over and over and over and over again and hardly talk about anything else. She has no comprehension. I think she's sincere. So I'm going to say she's not having crazy other positions out of malice. She really has very low comprehension of what's going on other than in unnecessary foreign wars. And her position on that is great. It's similar to the current U.S. president that got elected on that. Because all the other candidates of both parties in 2016 were openly endorsing war with Russia. And Hillary was saying she'd go into Syria, where the U.S. was not even invited or allowed to be, and start shooting down Russian jets. That was really brilliant. You know, I mean, she was saying that she wanted to cause World War III as soon as possible, and no unclarity about that at all. And so, fortunately, even the massive voter fraud didn't get her in. But now most of the Democratic candidates that want to run against the current president and will have the support of Google and all the major big tech platforms, and a good chance they'll succeed, or whoever the power structure chooses will succeed. I don't think they're going to choose Tulsi Gabbard because she actually sounds sane on one major issue. All the others, like we were talking about the gun confiscation and gun control issues and the people behind the current mass shooting attacks, it's not who they say it is. It's the people who want the disarmament of the American people. They need to do this. So Tulsi Gabbard is horrible on gun control. She thinks that it's really great and it's going to make things peaceful and safe, where complete opposite is what's going to happen. But it's really hard for these people to go against their party platform and think, what if the party's completely out to lunch and wrong? They just appear to be unable to do that. Anyway, a bunch of really crazy people are vying to oppose the current president incumbent. Two of them seemed coherent and sincere. One is Tulsi Gabbard and the other is Marianne Williamson. But Marianne Williamson is pretty much out to lunch on all of her policies. It's even hard to understand how somebody who seems to be inherently pretty intelligent, could be so completely crazy on what she thinks should be done for the country. And she thinks all of the people who have light skin in America should pay money through taxes and the government to the people with darker skin. In other words, people who never owned any slaves should pay people who were never slaves for things that happened, and slaves that were owned by less than 2% of the people even when it was going on. And there are still countries in the world right now where slavery is going on and it's fine. And that's never mentioned. And it's a completely ridiculous idea. And it's basically part of and an offshoot of the idea of trying to promote massive racism and division in the country now on the part of all the criminal media that we have as our mainstream news sources. And they really want people of different color skins to hate each other and fight. That is so dumb and so unconscious that it just makes you kind of stare speechless at that whole scenario. Like, how could anybody ever fall for that? But they have. I mean, really unconscious humans were falling for the idea that people with dark skin were inferior earlier in the country's history, as you know. That's what Marianne's referring to. And now the media is making sure that they do the same thing, but against the people with lighter skin, which is just as racist. It's not reverse racism. It's just racism. And the media is really pushing that now. And Marianne is just going right along with it. And so are all the other Democratic candidates. They think, can't see anything wrong with that picture at all. And in fact, some of you guys know that I'm involved in the academic world also. And I found it interesting that in the university that I'm involved with, they started this group called Minority Male Forum. And, you know, anybody that is conscious knows that every single person is a minority of one. This thing of classifying people by their race or their religion or their gender or their age or their socioeconomic status or anything is completely ridiculous. Everybody's a total individual. But I was curious, and I called up the representative of the Minority Male Forum, and I said, I'm just curious, you know, interested in what you guys are doing and wanted to see if I could contribute in some way with, you know, I don't have money to give you, but I might have other things that I could help with. And he said, yeah, well, I mean, the main message was nobody can understand the life experience of people with certain colors of skin because it's totally different than everybody else. It's like Bernie Sanders said, people with light skin have no idea about poverty. They've never been poor. And, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. It's serious. I mean, he meant it when he was saying that. They don't know what it's like to be homeless and everything. I've been homeless myself and gone through really hard times. And I guess I didn't have the right color skin for it, so maybe I don't get credit or something. But it was such a joke. And I was saying that, you know, explaining my ancestry and how it is more of a minority than most of them, but it's not the approved minorities that were supposed to get into this group. And so he said, no, you can't get in. And I said, oh, you're excluding people of these other groups. And he said, well, obviously, it's just like when you apply for a job. If they want people of a certain race, then you can't do it unless you are. He didn't realize that's illegal in the United States. And it was just a completely new racist organization, and the universities are all pushing that right now. So it's pretty amazing. And anyway, these people on stage were up there for two nights. There's 20 of them this week. And they all sounded like they've got to be in some kind of a psych ward of a mental hospital. But people are cheering for them, and millions will possibly support them. But what's really makes it dangerous that one of them could get elected is that the social media, Google, has been shown on camera, courtesy of Project Veritas, that they intend to control the 2020 election, give it to one of these people on the stage here, and all elections in the future. And they're seriously going to do that. And so far, the current president and Congress have done absolutely nothing visible anyway to stop them. And time is passing and it's getting late to do that. So that little scenario was going on. And then you have things going on the other side of the world that are equally serious, with China getting ready to invade Hong Kong and possibly even Taiwan, which is a completely separate country. And protests in Hong Kong are going on because there's this new extradition law that the Chinese mainland tyrants want to impose, which is that if they say you're accused of some crime, you don't even have to know anything about it. They can just drag you out of your house and take you back to the mainland, and you can never be seen again, and they can harvest your organs, which they typically do with people they arrest over there. It's not a very good situation. So I don't know what's going on there. I mean, what's going to happen, but the residents of Hong Kong are really serious that they're not going to go under the mainland rule, and we'll see what happens. There's a lot of them in the street right now. Then there's a continuing UN program. Some people still think the UN is a good organization. The current U.S. government is allowing it to be in the United States, which I think is unconscionable. It should be shut down, kicked out immediately. The U.S. should withdraw from it. And the top leaders of it that have run all these criminal programs should be indicted and arrested. That's my idea of what a moderate approach should be. But it's continuing right on. And right at the moment, among many other criminal programs, they're using the massive illegal immigration as a weapon with their partner NGOs and their own budget, which largely comes from the U.S. taxpayers. And they are paying to provide transportation and logistical support and food and everything else to people that are moved in from countries that, to a large extent, are not compatible in American society at all. It has nothing to do with race or xenophobia or any of that nonsense that the criminal media keeps repeating. It's about people that feel like they have the right to just kill everybody who's not the right religion, or anybody who's a victim of their gang or whatever. This is why countries all over the world want to kind of check who immigrates. That's normal immigration. Just the UN paying to move waves of people in to take over a country and flood it with people who will just disappear into it and destroy it. That's not immigration. Those are not migrants. Those are illegal invaders. And they're coming up through Central America and Mexico, but they're from all over the world now, and the UN is helping them come from Africa and from all other places as far away as you can get on the planet. And they've redefined them as migrants, which is, there's really no such thing. Somehow they got most of the leaders in the target countries to go along with it and even promote it, as their countries are totally destroyed by this, and car fires all over Europe and rapes all over the place and women afraid to go outside at night. That sort of thing is the result of what these leaders are doing under the direction of the UN. But not all the leaders could be intimidated or paid off to go along with that. So the U.S. president has kind of inspired the resurgence of nationalism all over the world, the vision of making every country great, not just the U.S., and then free, independent, sovereign countries cooperating, which is a win-win situation. And as a result, the criminal media that we have in the U.S. that is responsible for a lot of the censorship that we're experiencing says, well, did you know that nationalism is really evil? It's the same as being a Nazi. And it's completely ridiculous, but people who worship the mainstream media don't know the difference. And they say, oh, yeah, nationalism really is bad, because the dictator of Hitler in the 30s, yeah, he was a nationalist, but a totally different kind. He was an absolute racist. He believed that the native people, the Aryan race in particular in Germany, was the best race in the world. And since they needed room to expand, everybody else should give up their countries and let Germany invade them. That was his kind of nationalism. That's not what the current U.S. president is talking about. But the media knows that. They're just evil, so they misrepresent it. But the good kind of nationalism is not just for the U.S., it's for Russia and China and every African country, every South American country and Central American and Australia and the UK and everybody. It means whatever country you live in, like the town you live in or the house you live in, make it wonderful, make it great. There's nothing evil about that. In fact, it's just the opposite. That's the kind of nationalism that the current U.S. president is talking about. It means you live in some small or big country anywhere in the world. Make a contribution. Do something to make it great, where everybody feels safe and prosperous and mutual respect and maximum freedom. Not freedom to do things that are going to hurt everybody else. But other than that, yeah, total freedom where the government doesn't run your life. That's the real good kind of nationalism. And then you don't have those countries controlled by supranational agencies like the TPP was going to be, or like the WTO is, or the WHO, which a doctor friend of ours calls the World Homicide Organization. It's got another name officially. Anyway, real nationalism is wonderful, and it means that it doesn't mean that everybody else is inferior to you like the media wants you to believe. It has nothing to do with that. It means that you want to help your country, like Kennedy and others have suggested. And it's a good thing. Make your country a great place to live, every country. And then they each have different cultures, so they want to preserve their own country and then cooperate with the others. It's not really that complicated. Once you start to realize it, you see the depth of the criminal intent of the media, though. You know, back to the censorship issue, it's not just channels that are telling the truth that are disappearing. It's the brainwashing has been going on for a long time, and it's just getting more intense. And the government and powerful gangs and religions have been using threats and bribes and gaslighting and stuff to keep large populations enslaved and hypnotized since before recorded history started. And they're doing the same thing now, but with more advanced technology. And they want you to believe that you're weak, helpless, stupid, and basically worthless. That what you see happening is really something other than what it is. You have no common sense. And then once they've got people believing that, it tends to become true and common sense disappears. You guys know what gaslighting is, right? Channels we can't mention have been explaining it really well. But it's kind of like, you could give lots of examples, but say you're standing in line for a movie, right? You want to go see the movie, and the person in front of you turns around, and he dumps his drink over your head and then turns back around. And you're sitting there kind of shocked, right? Because you didn't expect that to be your experience in line waiting for a movie, maybe with your kids or somebody that you're going with. So you're shocked, and you say, what did you do that for? And he looks totally innocent and really polite and kind and says, do what? What are you talking about? And nobody around you noticed anything because they're all, you know, becoming brainwashed zombies as well. And after some more exchanges like that, you may start to wonder if you're totally going crazy and wonder, maybe I did this to myself. Maybe I'm crazy. After all, this guy looks very sincere, very helpful, very nice guy. And hearing about that scenario, you might say, you might laugh and say, well, I would never fall for that. Are you sure? You know how powerful psychology is? It's not just a guy dumping his Coke on your head or his Pepsi or his Dr. Pepper or whatever drink he had. There's a lot of other things that are in that same category. So look at some of the things that millions of people are believing thanks to the media and the corporations that are controlling the narrative on a lot of these thoughts now. For example, we're speaking of the people running against the incumbent for president. A lot of them are saying that the climate on Earth is changing and that life on Earth is going to end in less than 12 years. I'm not sure what it is officially now. I heard one of them say 10, maybe it was Beto, and other ones say 11 or 12. But fortunately, there is a way to save the Earth, and that is that if you start paying a tax on carbon, and drastically cut use of all energy, basically austerity measures. A lot of people believe that private property is unsustainable. that's the movement toward communism, where you kill and steal from the so-called rich people, take all their property, take it for the people, but give it to the central controlling party that's going to keep it on behalf of the people, and everybody else is poor. It's a really bad system, but there are millions of people, especially young people, that are falling for that nonsense now. And they've been kind of brainwashed to the point where they can't really reason about it anymore. They just fly into a rage if it's questioned. They can't think. A lot of people are believing that the value of a person is determined by their skin color, not the quality of their character, as Martin Luther King famously said. And people might think, well, what do you mean? There's no lynchings anymore or stuff like that. Well, it used to be this belief that people with darker skin were inferior. And that was ridiculous and criminal and totally stupid. Nobody with any intelligence could believe stuff like that. But now, using that as an excuse, the media is saying, well, actually, that was a mistake. The people with the light skin are the really bad ones. And they're pushing the racism just like they did before, except with a different group. Likewise, women used to be seen as inferior to men, like they couldn't vote and stupid things like that. Now, the media and these agencies and corporations are pushing the idea that men are the bad ones, really. And that if you just put women in charge, nice women like Hillary Clinton and Angela Merkel and people like that, the world's going to be really great. Some people also believe that God hates everybody who's in the wrong religion and wants them enslaved or killed. If you don't laugh, there's more than a billion people that are actually officially signed up with that belief system. Fortunately, most of them don't follow it, but it's written in the scriptures. And in the past, a lot of other religions has fallen for things like God loves you so much, he'll have to curse you and send you to hell forever if you disobey, because he'll be so upset. On another note, many of us, like millions, maybe hundreds of millions of us, believe that it's normal and smart and scientific to eat toxic chemicals to get healthy and to stop pain and to stop allergies, to lower blood pressure, to lower cholesterol. And you might be thinking, oh, that nobody would believe that. Yeah, they do. They just call it medicine. And they have people in white coats who look very authoritative telling you this is a really good idea for you to do, and not telling you what the toxic chemical will do to you, which usually includes the possibility of death. People believe that's normal. That's a sign of not very high consciousness, to say the least. And some of those people, those same people who believe that it's smart to eat toxic chemicals to get healthy, they also believe that if you put a mix of those really bad chemicals and toxic metals and foreign DNA and everything through a hollow needle and stick it into your body and then push it through the needle, that's going to really prevent disease. And the way they prove that medically is they look at the blood, and after that kind of an assault where you poison the bloodstream, there are these little organelles in the bloodstream called antibodies. Science really doesn't understand them too well, but they tend to show up. And it's not just if you inject a disease, even if you put pure toxic metal in, which is not a disease, in case you're wondering, those antibodies show up anyway, and there's no correlation between them and preventing disease. Just read Dissolving Illusions or books like that, and you can see it in great detail. It's just completely ridiculous. So if you get that material injected into you or into your child or one-day-old baby or something like that, which they're doing too, amazingly, and the disease still happens, then it couldn't be anything wrong with the procedure. It means somebody else didn't do it, or you didn't do it enough or fast enough, and some other person ruined your immunity. And if children get neurological damage from the procedure or die, which is frequent, not uncommon, then it has nothing to do with the procedure. There's no connection. Just move along, blame it on something else. Probably those people against the procedure that are really responsible. And similarly, we're taught that all germs, microorganisms, are bad. We have to kill them everywhere we can. Donis at the gym I've been seeing, and this is toxic chemicals that go right through the skin, by the way. It's not brilliant to put it on your skin. You could go on with that for a while. Solar and wind power are the most advanced clean energy technology. That's completely not true. The real advanced energy technologies are suppressed right now, and anybody that tries to bring them out tends to be dead very quickly. But there's far more advanced clean energy available for the last 100 years. The electric cars that are running around now, most of them have to plug in and actually are running on coal, nuclear power, and things like that, transmitted into the electric lines. And the batteries are extremely contaminating and have really bad EMF fields that they generate. So they're not environmentally sound at all. We're also taught things like national borders are racist. The United Nations is working for world peace, ending hunger, universal health and prosperity. As we said, banning firearms is a way to make everybody safe. I just remember a great cartoon, and I have to go fast because our time is racing away as usual, but I don't know if it was Ben Garrison or somebody else, a good cartoonist, wrote this little cartoon where this lady, she looks really old, she's sleeping in her bed, and this real typical nasty mugger, like in the bad guys in the Popeye movies or something, snuck in her window with a gun, and he's about to rob her and kill her and rape her or whatever comes first. And she just barely turns over. She's still mostly asleep. And she just holds up a sign, and it said, gun-free zone. And the robber goes, rats, I foiled again, another gun-free zone. And he has to slink out the window, knowing that he wasted his time. That pretty much tells the story on, you know, gun control. People believe chemical fertilizers and GMOs and pesticides are necessary to feed the world. From USDA says that in the ag schools, it's completely not only false, but it poisons the real food supply. We're just going through things that people believe because they're told and programmed this, and just checking if you believe any of these things. I got to skip some of them because time is going too fast, but Google is suggesting on their searches now that organic food is a scam. They'll auto-complete your phrase there. Hate speech laws are going to protect you and keep everything pleasant. These horrible commentators on the main TV stations are saying that. They want all these unacceptable points of view silenced, which is exactly what happens in tyrannies before they do very unpleasant things to the population. The idea that government is responsible and corporations like social media giants are responsible to prevent and block fake news. A lot of the people of the party, of those guys and women that were in the debate this week, believe that an unborn baby is just part of the mother's body, you know, like a fingernail, or one of them said a tumor, not one of the candidates, but one of the supporters. And it's not conscious, and killing him or her, not it, but him or her, is women's health freedom. Same people tend to believe that gender is not determined by biology. No, it's assigned by some racist old male Nazis, probably. And aging is inevitable and can't be changed. They all believe on both sides, I would say that most of the Republicans too, conservatives, that chemtrails are conspiracy theory and don't exist. And there's no environmental emergency. That's what the conservatives think, most of them. And the big one, that you're just one out of 7 billion people on Earth. You have to rely on teams of experts to know what to do with your life. And your judgment is not worth anything. So the rulers at the top of the system, the ones far above the levels of elected leaders who make all this programming and organize how it's going to get out to the people, they're orchestrating all of it. They know... that if you can get programmed to sabotage yourself, if people can be made to fight with each other, hate each other, then you won't be any threat to them, and they're finishing their program and what they're doing, and we'll be too busy, in wars with each other, proving us our priority, that we're right and the other guys are all wrong. They want violence. Our rulers want violence. They want shootings like the one that happened just now in El Paso, and that will, they hope, justify more total control, disarmament of the population, so that a police state can be brought in and they can do whatever they want with no resistance. Recently, I wanted to tell you before it gets too late, I got an idea for an experiment that I wanted to do. I wanted to get the leaders of different factions to appeal to their common interests. I wanted to talk to them and get them to drop labels in favor of whatever is really true and realize that there aren't any partisan issues at all. None. I still can't think of even one. But that was a pretty naive idea that I could ever get them to cooperate. I just thought that wouldn't that be a good thing to do, because I don't want to see the world blown up or sink into total slavery and extermination. So I contacted leaders of the conservative and liberal groups to talk about how the world situation could be improved, which I thought they'd all be interested in. And I wanted the so-called conservatives to see the real pressing environmental emergencies, which is not hard to see unless you've got an agenda of what not to recognize, which apparently a lot of them do. There are so many real environmental emergencies that, I mean, how could you not see them? 5G, GMOs, chemical agriculture, geoengineering is one of the big ones. There's so many more that exist in spite of the fraud using climate change, you know, fears to end national sovereignty and individual freedoms. That is a fraud, okay, obviously. The idea of being terrified of global warming and being so upset by it and climate change that you're just ready to give up everything that you do, never use air conditioning or heating or drive a big vehicle, or all of which are fine. You just need a different technology, which we already know exists. So I just wanted to get common sense through to some of these really good people doing wonderful work against Agenda 21, things like that. No luck with that at all. I tried helping them understand that freedom to produce toxic products that kill people and destroy the environment is not a legitimate freedom. That failed completely, and they decided that they thought I was a good person before, but now they realized I was a crazed liberal and cut off all communication with me. So that was a bad experience, but it was really important for me to learn. I still don't totally understand it, I have to admit that, but because some of these people were really smart and they had were doing fantastic work in certain areas, you know, like private property and stuff like that, but they couldn't understand the environmental stuff at all. Nothing. And I'm not against them. I'm not against anybody. I'm not even against the people that are trying to kill us right now intentionally. I want to stop what they're doing, but I don't hate them. And the people that are saying that they're, you know, following these spiritual paths and Christianity and everything, they shouldn't be hating anybody either. That's the whole idea, that there's more power if you just drop the hate and the fear and everything and protect yourself and others. Stop the crime, as Deborah says, Deborah Tavares. But don't hate anybody, because it makes you weak and it turns you into them, which is really not a good objective to have. Anyway, it totally failed with trying to get some of these conservative leaders to see the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would have said. So I said, okay. Then I tried to show liberal Democrat environmental leaders who I respect with the work that they're doing about trying to promote organic food and a better kind of agriculture, which they call regenerative agriculture. Those are really important things. They're not token issues. They're very critical for the future of life on Earth. but I wanted to talk to them about the necessity for borders of countries, sovereign countries, private property, stopping Agenda 21, absolute protection of firearms rights and self-defense rights, you know, shall not be infringed is something that might be remembered by some people. It was a phrase that was chosen by the founders of America, where they had the idea that freedom had to be preserved, and you can't do that if nobody can be defended against an insane government or private gangs or individuals that are violent, stuff like that. Health freedom, I wanted to let them know that no, this ideas that the government, the federal government, should be in charge of health care, even if you call it free, which a lot of them fall for right away. They would jump right into communism if everything is free. And if you know anything about history, it doesn't end up producing its utopia, except maybe for the people that want to control everybody at the top party level. Anyway, I wanted to tell them about health freedom, not including abortion, because, and I'm not saying making it criminal, I'm just saying it shouldn't be promoted as something it's not. And the people that are promoting it, they're killing people. Very young people, obviously, who haven't started breathing oxygen yet, but the idea that those are not human beings is a sign of complete unconsciousness. And I don't think the abortion issue has anything to do with religion. And you shouldn't depend on that. Even if you had never read a scripture or any book, you should look and say, oh, that's a little person that's growing up getting ready to come out into the oxygen environment. And it's like a sacred trust of the father and the mother to take care of that unborn child, not to murder it. I mean, that's really not that complicated. And insanity is sweeping the world right now. So I wanted to talk to them about these issues not being partisan. None of them are partisan that I can tell. And I also wanted to tell them that, yeah, you're right about man-made climate change, but not because I have a refrigerator. It's because there are fleets of aircraft all over the planet destabilizing the climate on purpose. This could be stopped at least over each given country in one day. So you want to stop disruptive climate change, but you won't do anything about geoengineering. You don't want to talk about it. You don't want to know about it. What's wrong with that picture? How badly do you want to help the climate? Because you could do that. And the president in the U.S., for example, could stop this program to destabilize the climate overnight. Just use the Air Force or the aircraft of any friendly part of the military to go up there and escort the planes down to the ground, confiscate what's in the planes as evidence, arrest the pilots, and find out who is their boss and arrest them. The climate would start changing and normalizing itself very quickly. But they didn't want to know about that. They just want to get back to, no, you shouldn't have a car. Or, as Obama said, people in Africa shouldn't have air conditioners in cars. Because, in his words, the planet will boil over. That's on video, by the way. You can find it. Hasn't been banned yet. So that got totally nowhere. I was obviously an undercover conservative, an insane Nazi, xenophobe, racist, misogynist, crazy person. And that's why I wanted to talk about this subject. So no question about it. I probably believe that there are even two genders. They didn't ask me, but, you know, that's kind of understood. And after all, what could you expect from a male with light skin? I mean, come on, they were dumb to even talk to me in the beginning. So I've had similar experiences talking with scientists, medical doctors, and even naturopaths. With the naturopaths, the priority of most of them, and over the last several months, I was observing them gradually moving toward drug medicine. And even I mentioned at one of these meetings, some of the colleges near where I live were providing vaccination. probably not telling the people that this may kill you, which is absolutely true. And one of the doctors I was talking to just got very offended and felt like I was bashing the school. And I thought, wait a minute, what? We're talking about football teams and high schools, or the fate of humanity and what's good for people? Because you can't have both as the top priority. But the industry of naturopathy in general, what I can see in America, is that they're moving towards allopathic medicine in order to gain credibility and what they call get integrated into the system. Many people have told me this, and they don't realize that the allopathic system, other than accident repair and trauma, emergency medicine, and a few necessary surgeries, it's a massive crime organization. There's a good paper called Death by Medicine, written by Dr. Gary Null, N-U-L-L, and Dr. Carolyn Dean, M.D., and it's called Death by Medicine. You can look it up and read it free on the internet. And it shows that in America, the medical industry, back when this was written, it's probably much worse now, they were killing 1 million Americans a year, not by mistakes, by correctly prescribed toxic chemicals called medicine and stuff like that. But the point is, 1 million a year is nothing compared to what they're really doing. And they're trying to get everybody addicted to multiple medical drugs now, which mostly cause the things that they're promoted to prevent. And they don't even know the interactive toxicity that they actually create, and which Dr. Cousins has explained on our show every month for a year when he was on, that the toxicity of two drugs together is not additive, it's multiplied or higher than that. And, you know, they've totally forgot that because they're trying to get accepted by the toxic medical industry. It's really unfortunate, but we couldn't talk about that over the last many months, times that I've tried, because they were just defending their football team in the form of a school or a policy or something like that. So the impression is what's happening is science is being dumbed down to changing to just repeating acceptable forms of information. This is true for sure at the PhD level, where you have to have acceptable peer-reviewed journal articles that have been accepted by the system, or else what you're talking about is unsupported. It's like the idea of never questioning what is called true. So many doctors who have dared to question these things that are sacred, like safe and effective, might ring a bell. They lose their licenses for daring to do that. And many have been killed in the last 3 years. I think 100 and some doctors in the U.S. who have dared to talk about little bits of this stuff have been killed, and most immediately called suicide, even though completely couldn't be possible, just, you know, physically. So I'd say the massive destruction being done by medicine and other industries is justified by this fake science. And it's being promoted as normal by the media and Hollywood, programmed entertainment in Hollywood, owned mostly by foreign interests right now. Schools have become really dangerous places to send kids, and that applies to young kids too, as the people in California have found out. Hospitals have become dangerous places to go when you're sick and when you're trying to have a baby, and governments and their partner corporations are leading the way toward destroying their own countries. And it's a very sophisticated program. It's full of gaslighting and deception. And the results are that people in countries all over the world are carrying out their own destruction. So I would say that it looks like, to have any chance of turning all this mess around before it's too late, at least some of the hypnotized zombies, all of us, are going to have to do something to wake up. Because it's not realistic to think that a bunch of hypnotized zombies are going to get together and somehow educate all the other ones and then do a takeover for good. I don't see it happening. All these forces are working together to keep us as sick and unconscious as possible. Because if your body's in pain, uncomfortable, low energy, drugged, malnourished, poisoned from food and drinks and polluted air and everything, toxic body care products, Wi-Fi and the EMF fields. It's much harder to shake off the programming if you're like walking around sick and drugged by multiple different toxic chemicals all the time. It's hard to even be clear about who you are on a superficial level. But I think from my experience and what I've found out so far, that a relatively small number of us can have an awakening effect by resonance on everyone, even some of the bad guys. I'm not out to hurt bad guys in any way. I mean, we want to stop when they're doing something bad to people, but not to hurt them unnecessarily, no preemptive violence, and realize that under the programming of the bad guys is the same beautiful spirit as the good guys. And I know a lot of people will think I'm crazy for saying that, but I'm talking about at a deep level, under the programming is powerful. But the only way that I found to break through, there's no chance that I see at all by debates, education, polite explanations of things. That's never going to work. These people are so deeply into the programming of evil and high on the drug of evil that they don't care what you say. But if you could throw off your own self-destructive habits, and no one wants to hear about that, right, except when you're ready, and change things inside yourself, then you have an effect by resonance, as Tesla would have said. And we need to combine that effort with learning the old forgotten laws of nature, because then you can get your health and your energy back. And you have to live those laws of nature. It's not just a spectator sport or academic endeavor. You have to actually change the little details of what you do every day in your own life. But if you do, that's where the hidden power point is, to still bring everything back from the brink, I'd say. And it's not to show that you're any better than other people, because you're not. None of us are. But to wake ourselves up so that we can help. While you're getting your health and energy back, you can be healing your relationship with your own body and your own mind, which again hold hidden potential beyond imagination, I would say. And something about cell towers, and other sources of harmful radiation, but there's healing radiation too, not just bad radiation. We, our own organism that we barely understand, are powerful transceivers. Transceiver means you're receiving and transmitting frequency, and that your body is designed to do that. And we're doing it now. It's just that we're doing it unconsciously. If we change that, we can have a massive effect on people at any distance without saying a word, and that's real. So you might want to look into that. And finally, on a deeper level, because we're off in a couple minutes here, this whole real world, this is on a quantum, beyond quantum physics level. The whole so-called real world is a movie, simulation, as they say, but not the way the New World Order people mean it. It's your movie. You're the key person in it. You're the key player. This has deep potential. If you change things inside yourself for the better, then the movie changes too. This is the ultimate example of the experiment changes when the experimenter changes. You've heard of some of the transhumanists say that the real world might be a simulation, and they're partly right. But what they don't tell you is you're the projector, not some outside force, not some fake god or something. It's you. So everyone, you've heard about manifesting. You're already an expert at that. You're just using it unconsciously, misusing it. That's why anybody who detoxes and rebuilds physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually can have this massive healing impact on the world. And I don't know if anybody's even grasping the magnitude of the change I'm talking about. It's more than you can imagine. So who's willing? Who's willing to do the work? How much do you want to stay drugged and distracted and just blow your time away and use being helpless as an excuse, or blaming the world rulers who are nothing compared to what you could be? You have as much potential as you're brave enough to use. If you want to get into the details of it, planetaryhealingclub.com is an access portal. and that gets into our private group. But it's only worth it for you, for your time, if you're willing to really transform your life and find out what an incredible, huge potential you can have on helping to heal the world. This is not philosophy. It's not a belief. I'm not interested in that stuff. Well, I'm interested, but not attracted to it. This is something real. So if you're thinking that you might be ready and not just want to go along with the unconscious stream and let the world rulers finish us off, then join us if you want to, planetaryhealingclub.com. I'll be there live every week, and we'll really get into this. We've just scratched the surface here. Tomorrow night on our regular guest show is Dr. Sam Osmanagic. I always say that wrong. He's the discoverer of the Bosnian Pyramid Complex, and we're going to be getting deeper into some real interesting material. I hope you'll be able to join us. I think that's about it. Remember Brighteon.com, where we won't be censored, /Brighteon.com/channel/LostArtsRadio, and LostArtsRadio.com. Get on our mailing list, and in half an hour we have a meeting that you can access through PlanetaryHealingClub.com. And I'll see you next time.